usually, when do you have the lachmei toida? After you already brought the korban toida, and you made this rikas adam, and now you're allowed to eat the bread. You give it to the kohen can eat it. So if so, why is the mashma that it's also lechur? If you go bust of the way the bread is now lachas rikas damim, it's betera. So lechur, we have a proof that since it originated from an issa korban, it will have the kedushas lachmei toida on it, even though later the kedusha goes off it. But when you mean to be matzvahs and say your piece of bread should be like that bread, you mean like the ikar haneder? So you see, you go both ikroi. So Mar says, no, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, Ema say like this, ke trumas haleshcha also. Maybe no, even trumas lachmei toida, since it's usually the case is after zrikas dam, it's mutter right now, you're not making it also. Now, what's the deek something is also? If you say your piece of bread should be also to you, like the money of the truma of the lishcha. That was when they used to bring the machsa shekel into the special lishcha, and then they would take out a truma, take out that money to use to buy the kabonis. Now that money was given to Hegdish, and it has kedusha on the money. So if you say you want your bread to be like that money, that thing, it should be like a korban, it should be like Hegdish. How did the money become also? Because somebody was makdish the money. So that's called the good case of a dover hanodur. That's why there the bread is also. Avu, what do you want to tell me though? Trumas lachmei toida mai. What do you want to tell me though? Somebody says his piece of bread should be like the bread of the truma of the lachmei toida. Again, each you have four different types. Each one has 10 breads. And out of the 10 breads, one bread is taken out for truma. So if you say your bread should be like this truma, you want to say it's mutter. If so, Frank, the Gemara listening, why doesn't the Mishnah there say this clearly? Let it speak out and say, Lach Mei Toida should have said, if somebody says that his bread should be like the Lach Mei Toida, the kosher and true Mosai, like it should have spoken out there. Not only if you say it should be like Lach Mei Toida, but even if you say it should be like the Truma of the Lach Mei Toida, also it's Mutter. Like, why didn't it say that Chiddush? So Gemara says, no, Hokkamash, we know what's telling us in Chiddush over there. That Trumas Lachmei Toida, Trumasahi, it just wants to tell us that Chiddush Gufa. It tells us, Bikiri, that Truma is not called a Dover Hanodur. It's called a Dover Osir. Now, when it says, it's in the words of Trumasahi, it's no good, I know Trumas Lachmei Toida. The din of Trumas Lachmei Toida has the same aloha like Truma. Like the Ron says, Trumasahi, Kloima. Bechlalu katrumosoi, diktonihi, bishumdevi katrumos lagabi zarim, nagei to a zar, this bread remains also. Therefore, it's blithes like truma. Prenechanami, it's really the Mishnah saying this also, that if you say your bread should be even like the truma, the lachmei toida, it's lo yomaklum. Even though the lachmei toida became hegdish at the beginning because of your diva, your pair, but usually you have the bread after zrikas dam, after you brought the korban atoida, and now the breads are mutter bachila, the issa goes off it. No, there's a new issa truma chal upon these breads. That's called the davar osur. It's not something you made. So they see, you go boss heter, the way the bread is right now, and not the way it was before. So maybe we have no proof to our shayla. For your boy is same, another terrorist, maybe it's like this. I'll tell you, trumas lachmei toida no could be osur. If somebody says his bread should be like the truma of these lachmei, the breads of the korban toida, is also osur. But you know why? Because koidin nami koidin zrikas damamu. It's possible to have the case that you could have baked all these breads and take off the truma even before you made the zrikas adam of the korban toida. Like who says every time you have the truma of the lachmei toida, it has to be after they brought the korban toida with the zrikas adam? Who said so? Could be talking about, you have your korban atoida, you didn't do the shchiti yet, you didn't do the zriki yet, and still somebody can be mafresh the truma. Because it's not totally zeb is there, because lemaisa what you have to do is like this. Before the kohen starts to shech the korban atoida avada, you have to have all your 40 breads baked already. And all the breads are there ready. So there's nothing wrong to take off truma even before he made the zrikas adam. So maybe the deed before is good. So if you only say ketruma, it's takamuta. But if you say you want your bread to be like the truma of lachmei toida, maybe that's taker also. Why? Because we're talking about koidim zrikas adam. What in the case could be the afreshina belisha. Now the Ron explains not that it has to be this case, but even it could be in a case like this. The afreshina means you separated the truma when it was still dough. That's the chiddush. The chiyod the yomer of tuvia bar kisna mashmuel. Like we'll soon see, Rav Tuvia Bar Kisna Mashmuel says the Chiddush that the truma of the lachme toida, you don't only have to take off the truma after you bake the bread. It's possible when it's still in the dough form, before you even bake the bread, you could take out of this big dough you have, you could take off a piece and say this should be the truma of the lachme toida. So if you do that, that's pshita done before the zrikas adam. So we just prove it, it's possible to have a truma of a lachme toida before you have the zrikas adam. So Ron speaks out like what's magaya to us, we don't have to say so far that you made the truma when it was still dough. Havada, we could be talking about that you baked all the doughs and you made 40 breads out of it. Just out of these 40, now you took 4 for truma. Now, this could have all been done before you made the zrikas adam. We're only proving it that it could even be so far that you could even take off the truma when it's still in the dough form. And then for sure you did not make the shechita, because you can't make the shechita of the korban ha-toidah until you have all your 40 breads baked already. So kol, it doesn't have to be truma lachme toidah after zrikas adam. It could be before zrikas adam. Therefore this lechem still has an issa kedushas korban toidah on it. And that's why if you say your bread should be like that bread, it's also, that's called you being matzvis in the davar hanodu. What's his halacha? That they said, lach me toida, she'ofon bi'arba chalas yotza. It's possible that b'dievid, this lach me v'korban toida, if you only baked 4 breads out of it, yotza. For the Gemara I v'oksiv aboyim, the Torah says you have to have 40 breads. It's 4 different types, but you have to have 10 of each one. So how could you say, if you only bake 4 types, it's enough? So Gemara says, le-mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have 10 of each type. But the main thing, the kuvra, is this, how much dough you have to have. If you take that dough and don't divide it in 10 pieces to make 10 breads out of it, out of each min, but rather you just make one big bread, you only make 4 big breads, that's enough, you yoytza. Fred Gemara, no. V'oboy le-mishka truma. But out of each type, you have to take truma to give to the kohen. The chitayim, maybe you tell me the shokol chad rifta kula. Maybe out of these 4 breads, or maybe you make a 5th bread, and that one bread you give for truma for all 4 types. For the more, that's no good. For your tanan, we learned echad means mikol korban. You have to take one bread from truma from each type of the breads. That means shelo yitol mikorban achaveroi. You can't take from one korban on the other. So Melo, by the lachme toida, they were revuchim, they were chalois, there were 4 different types we had. Says so, each min has to have its own type. The Rashi says, the Ran, kolayma mikol min o min, the afinu min zeh v'shav, the yechad maista komar, ve'evu lo aboyim. So, if so, how could you have truma here? Do you have to, like from each type, you have to take off a bread for truma. So if you only bake one bread for each one of them, so how could you have the breads and the truma? Maybe you tell me the shoka prusa, mikol chad v'chad. You go and bake only 4 big breads. The chalos, the rekikim, the revuchim. You bake 4 big ones, and then you'll take off a piece of each one for truma. For the Gemara, that's also no good. For tonight we learned, echad, you have to have one piece for truma. That means shalayito prusa. You can't take a piece. The bread that you use for truma to give to the kohen has to be a complete bread. It can't be a broken piece. So how is it possible here to for lachme toida you only have 4 breads? If you only have 4 breads, 4 whole breads, so how could you give 4 breads for truma? So you don't have any lachme toida. You want to break it in half. You can't break. The truma has to be a complete bread. So how do you have the case? All of the cases like this. The afreshino belisha. We're talking about you had a nice big dough here. And while it was still a dough, before you went and baked the breads, you went and took off from each dough a piece for truma. To shokol chad mechametz, you took one piece of the dough of the chametz dika dough. V'chodim in chalas, one piece of dough you took out of the chalas type for truma. V'chodim in rekikin, and one for the flat ones, the rekikin. V'chodim in revuchin, for the fried ones. So, Koponim, you see here, it's possible to take off truma not after it's baked, but even before it's baked. While it's still in the dough form, it's possible to take off a piece of dough for truma, and then here, the leftover dough, you bake it. So that's the chiddush. Even though the mitzvah, you're supposed to cut this dough up into 10 pieces, and only have 1/10 for truma, and the other 9/10 is supposed to bake into 9 different breads. But if the eved you bake the rest of the 9/10 in one big bread, for the eved you are yaitza. I wear the truma, but it's all about your mouth was truma when it was still in the dough form. So I call upon him, it's again no raya from our case of lach metoida. It could be the reason why if somebody says his bread should be also like lach, like the trumas lach metoida. You know why it's also? Because we're not talking about after Zrikas Adam, where now the bread is mutav yachila, but it's possible to be talking about before Zrikas Adam, that the lechem still has the Yisra Korban, the Kedushas Korban of the Lach Metoider on it. So Pshita, that's called the Dover Anodur. So if you take your bread and say, this bread should be like that bread, Pshita it's also. So far we have no proof to our first Shaila, that was Rami Bachom's Shaila. If a person again has this meat of the Shlomim, after they made this Rikas Adam, that the meat is Mutta Machila, and you have another piece of meat next to it, and you say, this piece of meat should be like that piece of meat, that was Rami Bachom's Shaila. Is it also? Even though now the piece of meat of the Shlomim is Mutta Machila, still the Svar was, you go boss the Iker, what it came from the original, it started out from a Korban Shlomim, or else no, you go boss the, you go after the way it is right now. Right now the meat is Mutta Machila, because you made it Zerikas Dam, maybe it's Mutta. So the kids said, this Shaila, we're not pushing the Shaila yet. Now the Gemara wants to say, Lema Ketanoi. Let's say this Shaila is an Achlokes Tanoim. We learned the Gemara knows it like this. So somebody says, Areya Laikem Chor. Somebody says, this piece of meat or this piece of bread, whatever it is, should be also to me like a Bechor, Chor of your animal. So it's an Achlokes. Rabbi Yaakov voice, if Yaakov says, that's called a Dover Anodur, and your piece of bread, your animal, your piece of meat becomes also to you. Rabbi Yehuda Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Mutter. Hechidami, what's the case talking about? Inayim, if you want to tell me your mamash had this animal that's a bechor, that has a kedushas bechor, a kedushas korban bechor on it, and you have to bring it to be makarit for a korban. So inayim, lefnei zrikas dam, if you want to tell me we're talking about the meat, before you made the zrikas adam on it, true, lemaise, it's a kachem kalim, or bechor has a din of kachem kalim, that after you make the zrika, the meat becomes mutter bachila. But if you want to tell me we're talking about before Zrikas Domim, if so, my time of the Mandashari, why could Rabbi Yehuda say it's not, it's Mutter? Lechura, before you made this Zrikas Adam, this animal has Kedushas Bechor on it. It's a carbon, so Dovra Nodel, Lechura, the Havaminer is. So if you say your piece of meat should be like that piece of meat, how about it should be also? Before Zrikas Domim, it's also. So why could Rabbi Yehuda say it's Mutter? Viliachas Zrikas Adam, you want to tell me we're talking about after you made the Zrikas Adam, my time of the man, the Yosar? If so, why Kakram Rabbi Yaakov says it's Yosar? Right now the piece of meat is Mutta Bachila. So if you go bust the Beteir, it should be Mutta. Elolav, don't you have to tell me? The case is like this. The moch is bust of, no, the meat is not in front of you. So if you stand say you want it to be the way the Bechor should be, after Zrikas Adam, pshit it's Mutta. Such a type of the meat is Mutta Bachila. Like the meat is not in front of you. So there's no Bikur Kamatfis. So Mos Elolav isn't the case talking about, you have to say the Machlokes isn't the case of the Moches Bosa Bechor. The Moches Bosa Bechor. You have a piece of Bechor in front of you.